This will be a good weekend for reading. I picked up a dozen of Vernie Crabtree's killer chocolate chip cookies at the French Club bake sale yesterday. I don't know what she puts in them, but they're chewy and crispy at the same time. Those, a pot of coffee, and a good book are all I will need for the rainy weekend rolling in. It's early September in our mountains, so it's warm during the day, but tonight will bring a cool mist to remind us that fall is right around the corner. The Wise County Bookmobile is one of the most beautiful sights in the world to me. When I see it lumbering down the mountain road like a tank, then turning wide and easing onto Shawnee Avenue, I flag it down like an old friend. I've waited on this corner every Friday since I can remember. The Bookmobile is just a government truck, but to me, it's a glittering royal coach delivering stories and knowledge and life itself. I even love the smell of books. People have often told me that one of their strongest childhood memories is the scent of their grandmother's house. I never knew my grandmother's, but I could always count on the Bookmobile. The most important thing I ever learned, I learned from books. Books have taught me how to size people up. The most useful book I ever read taught me how to read faces, an ancient Chinese art called Xiangmian, in which the size of the eyes, curve of the lip, and height of the forehead are important clues to a person's character. The placement of ears indicates intelligence. Chins that stick out reflect stubbornness. Deep-set eyes suggest a secretive nature. Eyebrows that grow together may answer the question, could that man kill me with his bare hands? He could. Even dimples have meaning. I have them, and according to face reading, something wonderful is supposed to happen to me when I turn 35. It's been 4 months since my birthday, and I'm still waiting. If you were to read my face, you would find me a comfortable person with brown eyes, good teeth, nice lips, and a nose that folks, when they are being kind, refer to as noble. It's a large nose, but at least it's straight. My eyebrows are thick, which indicates a practical nature. I'm a pharmacist. How much more practical can you get? I have a womanly shape, known round here as a mountain girl's body, strong legs, and a flat behind. Jackets cover it quite nicely. This morning, the idea of living in Big Stone Gap for the rest of my life gives me a nervous feeling. I stop breathing as I do whenever I think too hard. Not breathing is very bad for you, so I inhale slowly and deeply. I taste coal dust. I don't mind. It assures me that we still have an economy. Our town was supposed to become the Pittsburgh of the South and the coal mining capital of Virginia. That never happened, so we are forever at the whims of the big coal companies. When they tell us the coal is running out in these mountains, who are we to doubt them? It's pretty here. Around 6 o'clock at night, everything turns a rich Crayola midnight blue. You will never smell greenery so pungent. The Gap definitely has its romantic qualities. Even the train whistles are musical, sweet oboes in the dark. The place can fill you with longing. The Bookmobile is at the stoplight. The librarian and driver is a good-time gal named Iva Lou Wade. She's in her 40s, but she's yet to place the flag on her sexual peak. She's got being a woman down. If you painted her, she'd be sitting on a pink cloud with gold leaf edges, showing a lot of leg. Her perfume is so loud that when I visit the Bookmobile, I wind up smelling like her for the bulk of the day. It's a good thing I like Cody's Emerald. My father used to say, that's how a woman ought to be. A man should know when there's a woman in the room. When Iva Lou comes in, there ain't no doubt. I just say nothing and roll my eyes.